All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Yep, this is it. This is going to be the last video I do for City of Broken Dreamers. I talk to the dev, I explain the situation, and I briefly have to run down what happened. Okay, so since I came clean with him, I'll come clean with you. First of all, the dev's not upset. So, no, this isn't, oh, you got punished by the dev. No. The dev was perfectly cool about it. He actually respected that I came and talked to him about it instead of just posting it as a lot of other people would. But I've actually given you more content than you can actually buy from this game without supporting the Patreon. Which means if you are to buy this game on itch.io, you only get the first four chapters of the game. However, if you buy the game on Steam, Book 1, you only get Chapters 1 to 7. I have currently given you 10 chapters. So, I don't know how much longer the game is going to be. And yes, I do have Chapter 11 and 12. But I am going to read them myself. And, basically, we will go back through them when Book 2 comes out, and when City of Broken Dreamers is completely finished. So we're just going to wait until City of Broken Dreamers is completely done, and then we'll finish it, and we'll see what path I end up on. Right now, he's currently doing the finishing touches for, I think, what's going to be two more chapters in the game. And I think there might be one more, or he might be ending it with 14. I think it's two more chapters in the game, 13 and 14. And then after that, I think it's done completely. So it's nearing the end. So it shouldn't be much longer. Maybe it'll be this year. Maybe it'll be next. Maybe it'll be just later this year. But when the game is finished and it's available on Steam for you to purchase so you can have Book 1 and 2, we'll have it. We'll have it all for you. No matter what we're doing, what game we're on, we'll stop coverage temporarily, finish this, and then go back. But we will be doing Lust Academy tomorrow. It's not tomorrow, but next Monday with DP, we'll be doing Lust Academy. DP is not here. There was some weather conditions, so he's not going to chance it. I completely understand. But I'm going to read all of City of Broken Dreamers until we get to Chapter 11. So I don't know how long it's going to take. Could be 30 minutes, could be an hour, but we're going to read all of it. So I figured I'd just go ahead and end that there, and let's go ahead and start. I thought you were honor-bound to complete this. I reserve honor for those who haven't returned. It was a mistake to work with you in the first place. Wait, before you leave, listen to my proposal. Nothing you can say can change my mind. Those children, the orphans you care for, what about them? Are you making a threat? No, quite the opposite. We can help them, heal their wounds. They don't need your help. They deserve better than living in a dark cave as pariahs from society. You care for them now, but one day you won't return from a mission. That is not your concern, but it is yours. We have the technology to heal them, let them live a normal life, anywhere in the world you desire. And for this, you want the girl. Bring her to me, and they get their lives back. And you think I would trust you? You have shown what you are. Yes, a businesswoman. And this is just another business transaction for me. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants Depraved Awakening, let me know. Like, comment. Let me know. I read all the comments. I look at everybody that checks out the videos on BitChute and MGTOW.TV. So let me know. Say, hey, Depraved Awakening. We want more of that. That's the earlier game from this dev, and we can do that in its entirety. So let me know, and we'll start doing that. He won't have any issues with that. He didn't have any issues with this, but I thought it would be fair to do it and just let him know, because I don't want to give you things that people are having to pay for. That's not right. That's not promotion at that point. That's giving you free content. I will continue my search, but let me make this clear. If you even consider betraying me, understood. Breathe a sigh of relief. Michelle, on second thought, forget the spa. Returning from your patrol, you stare up at the night sky, feeling relaxed for the first time in weeks. I knew it was that light. See? That's my fucking 1000 IQ, you know? Ooh, what's this? I like that. As quiet out there as it looks, Gloria? Yeah, up here. Yeah, pretty much. Nothing out here but tumbleweeds. That's good, I kinda like the quiet. Helps me relax. So how's Sonya? Sleeping finally. Had to talk her ear off to get her here, though. Good. So different out here. From the city, I mean. Yeah, no pollution, no cars. For me, it's the sky. Between the smog and the lights, you can almost forget that these stars exist. It's beautiful. Yeah, it is. Closest I ever came was this one time that Henry took me to the observatory. He'd get so excited showing me the constellations. Told me about how back in his cabin in Minnesota you could see them for real. Hard to imagine him smiling. He did, especially when he talked about home. He loved it. All the simple stuff. I didn't understand then. I just kept thinking about getting ice cream after. Now, though, I'd give anything to look at the stars with him again. Look out at the stars with him again. I tell him he was right. The stars are beautiful. Well, he probably wanted you to see something that shined as bright as you did. What do you mean? Don't mean it to come off as 2-4, but you're amazing. You light up the room wherever you go. I don't know. I'm gonna go back a little bit. I'm not feeling that. You were a kid, and knowing Henry, he would have been happy enough just being out with you, even taking you for ice cream. He did like his butterscotch squirrel. I took him as a vanilla guy. Good thing he never heard you say that. So not a vanilla guy? God no, said you could never, what was it again? Well, he didn't like vanilla. Another reason he'd have to hate me then. At first, I mean, he never wanted to kill you, unless he had to. He had a lot of respect for you. Not sure why, but it means something. He was a good man. I do miss that fucking character. He was a good character. God, I miss him. It's not fair. No, it's not, but I'll do everything I can to keep you safe in his place. I know. Hey, come here. I'm trying so hard to be strong. I don't want to be a downer all the time. With all you've been through, no one would blame you. But the thing is, I can't get over how well you've handled this. You might just be one of the strongest people I've ever met. Really? Yeah, I mean that. Most people I know would have given up. You haven't let it break you. Yeah, when I got kicked out, I promised myself that I wouldn't be one of those people L.A. just swallows up. For Henry's memory, if nothing else. The thing is, he was alive that whole time, but now, I guess I still have to live up to that promise. Live my life, or try to. You will. I'll make sure of it. You can't promise that, because it might not be under your control. What do you want me to say? Nothing. I know what you mean. Heck, I know you better than anyone in my life. The dreams. They'll link us. And the thing is, I still can't stop thinking about them, especially that last one. I know, Gloria, but they aren't real. I know that, but they could be. Gloria! I mean, if you want them to be. Do you know what you're saying? Yeah, we almost died today. We could die tomorrow. I want to forget about all that and just live tonight for once. They keep asking me if you want to bang Gloria. Why not? Gloria, please? Are you sure this is what you want? Only one way to find out. As your hand brushes her cheek, you can feel her trembling. You're nervous? Yeah. You move in and gently place your lips on hers. That was nice. It felt right. Am I ever wrong? Wait, don't answer that. Ha, I won't. Thanks. That room's empty. We could... God, what a hell of a save picture. I'd like that. You sure about this? I think so. I mean, yes, last time I tried this, things didn't go very well. But you remember that, don't you? Yeah, I was there, sort of. I haven't really gotten close to anyone since. I'd be so scared if that it would happen again. You know a lot more about your powers this time. Yeah, and it might seem weird, but because of those dreams, it doesn't feel as scary. In worst case scenario, you blast me across the room. I was thinking about that, guys. Don't make me think about that. Hey, I'm sorry. Come here. It's alright, you won't hurt me. I won't hurt you. Thank you, but it's not that. If you want to back out, I understand. No, I want this. I have for a while now. We'll take our time. You want to slow down or stop, just say the word. I won't be upset. Okay. Maybe we should go to the bed? Are you sure this is clean? I mean, it's better than the floor. Point. Grim? Yeah. Thank you for everything. Glory begins to softly kiss and nibble at your hand. Then without any guidance, she takes your thumb into her mouth and her tongue swirls around it. That feels nice. She continues to stare into your eyes with an increased amount of confidence. And with that newfound confidence, she moves her hand and grabs onto you. Phew, you're the one moving fast. Is it a problem? Not at all. Yeah, just feels right. Can't say that you're wrong. Am I doing okay? Haven't really done this before. Well, except in that dream. You're doing great, but now it's my turn. Just lay back and relax. Yeah, okay. Is, there something weird? Not at all, just enjoying the view. Oh no, don't get cheesy on me now. I'll try my best, but I can't promise I won't. Guess you wouldn't be you without it. Oh, good? Be as cheesy as you like, just keep doing that. Your hand pushes down the warmth. Excuse me. Your hand pushes down towards the warmth of Gloria's pussy. As your fingers push into her wetness, Gloria's body tenses up against you. Oh, not too loud now. That may not be. Oh, possible. Shit, you're gonna get us killed. Hey, Sonya loves me. You, on the other hand. Well, if I want to die, can I at least see the rest of you? I suppose I could do that at least, since you're dying and all. From Sonya, not from... Hey, it's all in good fun. Okay, right. Well, go ahead. Then here we... go. The top two. And here I was planning to take things slow. Grim, do you think I'm pretty? Beyond pretty. Gorgeous. I know you and Ellen. She's so much more sexy. I mean, I like Ellen more. Ellen's more the kind of chick I could hang with. Like, I know you guys want to see him banging Gloria, but I'm not, like, a Gloria fan. I know a lot of people probably like Gloria, but I'm not into her. It's not my thing. I'm just... Hey, you're amazing. Don't ever think otherwise. You aren't just saying that? No, I most certainly am not. Then, what do you like about me? Putting me on the spot, huh? Just answer, I swear I won't get upset. I appreciate how, despite everything, you still managed to find the good in yourself and others. Really? I thought I'd been such a downer. I've met people who broke having gone through a tenth of what you have. You didn't. You're still a sweet girl trying to help how she can. Sweet, feels like it's been forever since someone called me that. You aren't the first. But it's nice to hear again. Hey, it's true, and that strength is a hell of a turn-on. So, what's next? Just relax and lay down. You still nervous? Gloria nods slowly, still looking up at you. You're gonna be okay. It's not me I'm worried about. I'll accept the risk. Her legs tremble in your hands. Open your legs up and be fine. What are you gonna do? Just lay back. Okay, now I know what you're up to. Took you that long? Once you can tell that she's relaxed, you move in closer, feeling the warmth come off of her. You push your tongue inside her and begin to feel her juices flow. Mmm. Gloria's body shudders as you continue to pleasure her. Let's add a soft moan. Mmm, that feels really good. Her legs grip around your head as she tenses up with pleasure. Good? Ah, yeah, thank you so much. It was my pleasure. So, I guess that just leaves the main event? Yeah, are you, as I'll ever be, then just lay on your side. Okay, Grim. If this hurts, let me know. Yeah, I've never... It's fine. You move up behind her and hold her gently as you move into position. You ready? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Too sudden? It's just a lot. Do you need a minute? No, go ahead. Under her breath, oh my God. You thrust gently as her incredible tightness nearly overwhelms you. Grim. Ugh. Does it hurt? A little, but... It's also... Ah! Damn it, so... Yes. It's gonna sound like an Herbal Essences commercial. Not too loud, all right? Sorry, it's just... Wow. Keep going. Yeah, she's starting to make noises, folks. Fuck! Ah! You okay? That was amazing. Just ignoring the whole loud part, huh? Ears are ringing. Tried, but I'll take it as a compliment. Okay, just let me catch my breath. Gloria stares with your eyes longing. What is it? Nothing. You're doing fine. It's not that. I was just thinking. About? I know some guys like nicknames for sex and stuff. Do you? Sometimes. Would you prefer I call you something else? So Grim, what now? On your side, get on top of me and stand by the window. Here, lay on your side again. Okay, Grim. If this hurts, I know, I'll let you know. Move up behind her and hold her gently as you move into position. You ready? Ready as I can be. Oh, God. Too sudden? No. Go ahead. Okay. I think we did this already. Okay. Yeah, okay. How about we stop things before I go deaf, he says. Maybe I can get on top now? Yeah, I'd like that. Okay, give me a sec. You got it? Yeah, just finding a spot where I'm comfortable. Whoops. Well, at least I didn't get crushed. This gives me an idea. Go on. Nice. Kinda know you like that. Wonder why that is. Sorry, I can't help it between the dreams and all. I know you like to play. True, but I prefer this. So do I, Grim. Oh, it's so deep, I had no idea it'd feel like this. No rush. Take the time you need. Are you ready? Should I be asking that? I think I'm getting the hang of it. Oh, that's her feet, not his. Well, there's some feet for feet people. I know that feet people appreciate that. Definitely. Now sit back and enjoy. Gloria continues to ride you, her moan slowly filling the room. Great work. You feel amazing. Thanks, Grim. But hold on. I want to look at you while, you know, of course. Right there. You've done so much for me. Let me do this for you. No need to. You know what? I accept. Just keep doing that and we're even. Can I go faster? Whatever you're comfortable with. As the bed shifts underneath, Gloria picks up the momentum and begins riding you more aggressively. God damn. Yeah. Ah, don't stop. Sorry, my hips are a bit tired. I can give you a break. What are you thinking? Wanna try standing up? Sure. So I guess over here? By the window? Worried that the coyotes are gonna spy on us? What can I say? I want you all to myself. You're silly. Gonna have to take this seriously then. Get ready. Please. From behind, you push inside her. Grim. Gloria quivers as you push deeper. Oh, shit. Gently, you push in even further. Soft moans come from Gloria. Oh, Grim. Then, as she gets more comfortable, you begin thrusting harder. Shuddering under her breath. Oh, yeah, there she is. Oh, God. Yes. The herbal essences. Damn. I don't know how much longer I can last. Hold on. My legs are about to buckle. Try something else, then. Get on the end of the bed. Yes, Grim. Shit, you are beautiful. Thank you. You just lay right there. We'll take a breather. I'm not going anywhere. Is this what you expected? I guess. I'm not sure. Even if, I might be a little sore tomorrow. No regrets. Good. Grim, you have me on edge. Stop teasing. Well, if the lady is sure, ready? Gloria nods. Put it back in. You push in, this time Gloria's tighter than ever before. Damn, unreal. Oh my god. You okay? Oh. My. Her body begins to shake in ecstasy. Then without warning. Ah! Ow. Ow. What the hell did you hit? You hit your head? Grim? Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, floor is softer than it looks. He fell all the way down. Haha, sorry, I didn't... I knew the risk and it was worth it. Come on, get up, you silly. You aren't done yet. I'm not? My friends always said it was wrong to leave a boy hanging. I like your friends. Now get up here and let me ride you. No complaints from me. God damn. Come on, Grim, fuck me. You are enjoying this. Yes, I am. Yes, like that. Yum for me. This is a long scene, guys. Phew. Oh, come for me, she says. Here it comes. Here it comes. Yes, inside. Shit. Wow. I know. I never would have thought this was your first time. I just felt comfortable around you, and it was amazing. So what now? I'm not sure. I said I don't regret this, but you do? No, don't think that. You had fun, right? Yeah. I did, and I kind of want to do this again if we can. I think we can find time for that. Right now, though, you need to sleep. Me too. We have an early morning tomorrow. Is it okay if I stay up here? I don't see a problem with that. I'll see you in the morning, okay? Okay, again, thank you for this. And thank you. Sam, what time is it? 2:17 in the morning, sir. Well, we got a couple more hours. Sir, may I suggest you get some sleep as well? In a bit, Sam. God, what am I doing? Even after this, we need to hit Boehner. It's fucking suicide. Ah, fuck it. No way out but through. Stimulating conversation, Grim? Sorry, what are you doing up? You should be sleeping. I was, but some talky bitch woke me up. So these conversations with yourself a regular thing now? Because if they are... Shit, I said that out loud? Yes, you're wiped, Grim. It's obvious. Go get some sleep. Alright, hey, Sonya. I just want you to know that... Sonya? Can't even sleep through the night without giving me shit. Sam, wake me in 2 hours. Of course, sir. Okay, Sam, how's the security chatter in the area? Still active, but only 10% of what it was last night. Okay, good. So you think it's safe to go back? Not safe, but safer, I suppose. Unless you want to move in here. Nah. One night here was enough. Where's Gloria? Up here. Been up for a while now. Well, get down here. We're heading out. Don't think I slept at all last night. How do you guys deal with this all the time? You get used to it, Chica. After a while, you can sleep anywhere at any time. Now, gotta do something real quick, guys. I'm gonna see if something's gonna happen. A little fast, maybe if you're still feeling this way tomorrow. Okay. Oh, this was dumb. I'm sorry. You have nothing to apologize for. Just get some rest. What the hell am I doing? Sam, what time is it? 2:17 a.m., sir. We've got a couple more hours. Okay, hold on. Alright, hold on. I understand, Gloria, I do, but I don't think you know what you're asking. I'm asking you to... I could be dead tomorrow for all I know. Is it so wrong I don't want to die a virgin? I won't let that happen. Maybe it's an excuse. I don't care. Those dreams felt real. Can't get them out of my mind. I can't either, but I need to be the strong one here. It's not right. I know, I'm sorry, you're right. You have nothing to be sorry about. Maybe you should just get some rest. It's been a long day. Okay, I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that. It's fine, trust me, I'm flattered the situation was different. I get it, I just feel dumb now. Don't. If you don't mind, I'm gonna crash in this room. Be nice to have a little privacy. Yeah, of course, that's fine. Thank you, Grim. No, Grim, why? My life is getting too complicated. Why do you ask? Alright, no, there's no... Okay. Alright, I thought there might have been a scene with her, but it doesn't look like that's ever gonna happen. No, not overriding the save. Alright, we're back. You get used to it, Chica. After a while, you can sleep anywhere at any time. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. After we get to town, I'll drop you near Kay's. You two go there together. What about Ellen and the others? I'll check on them. Be safer if you guys head straight to Kay's and keep low. Hope this damn thing was worth it. Just tell Kay to get started ASAP. Give me a minute, guys. Yeah. Please, the second she sees this, I won't be able to stop her. Damn it. Oh, what the fuck? This close enough? Could be closer, but it will have to do. I can make it. Come on, I'll help you. Great, now the toothpick has to help me get around. Feeling old as fuck right now. Aren't you? Oh, fuck off. See you in a few hours. Just gonna drop this off at the garage. Stay safe out there. Same to you. Okay, babe. Gonna have to keep you hidden here for a bit. You did good. Are you referring to me, sir? Just talking to myself, Sam. She took a beating out there, though. Now let's look underneath. Fuck me. How did you even get us home? Damage is extensive, sir. Drivable? Barely, sir. Well, I'll see if I can scrounge up the parts. For now, she stays hidden here. Sam, how far to the stairway? 16 blocks, sir. Sir, you have an incoming call. Shit, really? Who? Miss Russell, sir. Ugh, fine. So you've been a busybody. What do you mean? You think I don't know that it was you causing all that trouble yesterday? I don't know what you're up to, but I need you to survive to tell me everything. You're not my boss, Shanlon. Maybe, but I bet you'd like that. You'd like that. Enough with innuendo. Why are you calling? Gloria, take it you found her. It did. Is she safe? Holy shit, I'm starting to think you actually care. She may be a brat, but she doesn't deserve all this. And the other data I supplied you, have you looked at it yet? No time, I will. Anything else? That's it, just checking in. Now go fetch. Fuck you, I'm hanging up. Well, we got a bit of a walk then. Hope, do I have access to that location? Negative, miss. How about this? Do I have access to the security outside it? Checking. That you do. Good. On my signal, I want you to disable the camera system in this hallway, then reinstate it on my command. Understood. Come on. Disable the cameras now. Smart. Hide all this right under our noses. Nobody would be the wiser. Turn the security back on. Hey, you there! I need to see your clearance! Oh, well, you see, I was hoping to get through this area, but I seem to have misplaced my pass. Then you need to step back and exit the way you came. You see, I can't do that. My superiors on the board would be quite upset. Miss, I'm only gonna tell... Tell me what? That you'll open this door for me? I'd be most appreciative if you could do that for me. Of course. And we will keep this our little secret, won't we? Yes. Good boy. Now open it. There you go, miss. And this will be our little secret, correct? Of course. Now, what have we been keeping locked up down here? It would appear to be all Baynard's long-lost dark secrets. Now, what the hell is this? Well, someone will not appreciate that. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, will not appreciate that. But where are you? Lopez. Lopez. There you are. Cold air pours into the room as the door is open. Poof! What the hell? Is this it? Where's the body? I do not have access to confirm. I wasn't asking you, Hope. Offline logs, they really don't want a record of this. My God! You talking to me? I said, are you talking to me? I don't see anyone else here. Ellen, what the fuck are you doing? Gah, fuck me! I thought you hated guns. Where the fuck did you come from? You need to stop with that ninja shit. Sorry, not intentional. That's actually me. Like, the character is a lot like me sneaking up on people. I walk very softly. That's one thing that I want people to know. Like, I can actually... I'll be trying to walk to lunch or something, and I'll be walking behind somebody, and they're like, you scared the shit out of me, you're right there! It's like, I've had this happen like several fucking times, and I have to stop it, because eventually somebody's gonna like take out a knife and stab me, and I'm like, I was just walking to lunch! It's like, we'll walk a little louder next time, because I can seriously do that ninja shit and just sneak up on people, and people just don't even fucking know it. As tall as I am, it's crazy. Whatever. Not gonna ask about how things went? We got a call from a crazy woman this morning. Worked with your damn ex. Said you made it in this morning. Let's try that again. We got a call from a crazy woman this morning. Worked with your damn ex. Said you made it in this morning. So did you get the goods? Yeah, Sonya and Gloria should have it to Kay as we speak. Wait, you left Gloria? The fuck is wrong with you? Whoa, relax. I wanted to get the chip to Kay ASAP. That way the LAPD can't find her. Once Kay hacks that chip, Gloria can be invisible and finally live her life without fear of looking over her shoulder every minute. That's what we're doing all this for, right? Not what I meant. I trust you to keep watch over Gloria, not her. Well, I trust her. I can't be everywhere. I can't be everywhere, Ellen. Sonya will keep her safe until Kay finishes her work. Venus, be a dear and drop that off right there. Yes, ma'am. Welcome back, Grim. Don't mind me. Keep arguing. Sorry, Grim. I got a sorry from Ellen. How things have changed. Don't be a smartass. Ha! Betty, what on earth are you doing? Checking inventory, hun. Considering how crazy the streets are right now, never hurts to be prepared. Need any help? Nah, we have it handled. Ah, frig, where do you want this? Just up on the stage with the others, dear. You okay? Hey, Grim, you made it. Just in time to not help me with the boxes. I can help now if you want. No, just complaining. I think I'm out of shape. Oh, come on, the cases weren't that heavy. Are you kidding me? Pretty sure there's a body in there. Try hauling gear when your roadie bails on you. Think I'll pass. Hey, Grim, if you have some time, I was hoping to borrow you for a few. What's up? I need some gear from the clinic. That's probably not a good idea. We have first aid here. We do, but I need something specific. Won't that be dangerous? Is this important, Katie? Very. Alright, we need to be careful, though. Great. I need a few minutes to get ready. Give me, like, 30. I need to put my feet up. Fucking hell, Betty, did you prepare for the next world war? Shh, this is nothing. You should see the basement. Anything else, ma'am? Oh, that's right. Be a dear and go see Glenn. We still owe him payment after all. Wait, what? Poor guy deserves something for his work, doesn't he? Yeah, but... Okay. Venus, hold off for now. Poor Grim would be heartbroken. Yes, ma'am. I swear, it's the guys who stick it in everything that whine the most when someone touches their toys. You still sleeping in the den, Ellen? Yeah, why? Mind if I steal it for a few? I don't own it. Go, relax. Hold on. So, got a second here. What were we talking about, the payment? Is he gonna get, like, sex with a robot? I wanna see that. Hold on. We still owe him payment after all. Of course, ma'am. You should go into princess mode, though. I don't think he'd handle the alternative. Yeah! You know what? I'm gonna go with this. Get the guy... The guy... He needs something. You know, I feel bad for him. I've looked at Glenn. I was like, man, this guy, he needs an awesome sex robot. I mean, Grim, he's been banging all these bitches. We gotta give this guy something. Come on, folks. We gotta do this guy a solid. Yes, ma'am. You still sleeping in the den, Ellen? Yeah, why? Mind if I steal it for a few? I don't own it. Go, relax. Ah, holy fuck. Are you alright, sir? Fucking legs are shaking from being so tired, Sam. You have been out of practice. Perhaps a more stringent workout. Sam? Yes, sir. Shutting up now. Hey, Grim, we need to talk. Can't I wait till after my nap? I tried not to cause a scene out there, but what the fuck? With Sonya? Yes, with fucking Sonya. You know the bitch who was trying to fucking shoot us last week? The one who was being paid to bring Gloria in? Is it too much to ask that you just trust me? The situation has changed. For now. Last time she attacked, I almost died. Who's to say she won't change again? I am. She would die before she lets anything happen to Gloria. I didn't notice that dragon in her hair. How can you know that? Fuck it, come here and sit down. Alright. Ellen's expression shifts to one of concern. Okay, so spit it out. I never told you what happened in Caracas. No, most I ever heard was one of those nights you were blubbering drunk. Yeah, sounds about right. So Caracas, it was a job for Meredith, a bad one. You failed? No. So what was the problem? The target. Wait, what? Something went wrong in the research facility. A whole lot of people were dead. Our job was to neutralize the threat. Threat? A little girl, scared out of her mind, calling out for her mother. She had powers like Gloria, but she couldn't control them. I tried talking her down. Everyone else was dead. We didn't have a choice, damn it. We didn't have a choice. What are you getting at? I couldn't do it. Couldn't live with myself if I did. Sonya could, or she thought she could. Holy shit. Things have never been the same since. Sonya wouldn't open up. I couldn't look at her without seeing that little girl. I ran away from the core jobs. Or the corp jobs, not the core jobs. She ran to them. And that is why you trust her for this? She never knew what Gloria was. When she did, things changed. There's nobody on this planet I trust more to look after her. I'm still not sure if I can trust her. Breaking news now on LAN. Speaking of evil bitches. You know, if you buy the game, you'll get to see all these images that I didn't. Oh, I like that. So am I. A star? So am I... A star? Yeah, that attack on the treatment plant was all over the news. Good afternoon, Los Angeles. We continue our story on yesterday's suspected terrorist attack. Suspected terrorist attack? Shenlong, I think it was quite obvious what it was. Of course. Well, we continue our story on the suspected terrorist attack. Anonymous sources have linked the attack to associates of fugitive Gloria Connor, who is also wanted in questioning in regards to the EMP attack last week. If you see her, notify the LAPD immediately. She and her associates are considered highly dangerous. Well, thanks, Shanlon. At this moment, damage is still being assessed, but it would appear to be primarily cosmetic. Authorities do not expect an interruption of water services to the valley. Law enforcement is doubling their efforts to apprehend the suspects. We will not let these few individuals spread fear in this city. In other news, the violent GDS riots have entered their third consecutive day. Enough of this. Yeah, that's probably enough of the feeds for now. Yeah, probably for the best. Well, I should probably let you rest. You got dock escort duty coming up. Yep. See it on your face. You look like shit. Thanks. Don't mention it. Fucking rest up already. Yeah, I'll be heading back soon. Ugh, just a few more minutes. Whoa, wait. What the hell? I don't know. Oh boy, this should be interesting. Would you like sound, sir? Sure, why not? Now you take a seat, darling. Okay. There we go, you get comfortable. What do I do? Just sit there, daddy. Gulps. That's it, daddy. I'm what, daddy? You want to see more? I'm going to... Oh, did you finish already? Sam, did you change the camera? No, sir, I believe it was... Are you watching, daddy? What the fuck? You would last for me, wouldn't you? I believe she's talking to you now, sir. Shut up, Sam. I want you. Come here and play with your princess's big boobs. Slap them, daddy. Make them jiggle for your pleasure. You forgot the R, brother. I want to show you more. How is this view? I know you must like it. I want you. This is getting weird. Come here and take me. This is most curious, sir. A model should not be actively pursuing you like this. Sam, for the last time, shut it! Anytime you want, I will be here. This is probably all recorded. Wow, glad I didn't take Betty up on that offer. Sam, turn this off! Done, sir. So you know, Miss Katie Hamilton is waiting for you in her room. Crap, thank you, Sam. After that, probably for the best. Hey, Katie, you ready to head out? From behind the door, yeah, one sec. Hey, thanks for helping with this. That's not how she says that. Hey, thanks for helping with this. Not a problem. Let's head out. I didn't want to question in front of everyone, but is this really necessary? Yes, Grim, I think it is. Fair enough. We taken the car? Had to hide it away. Got pretty banged up. After being cooped up in there, I welcome a little walk. And shall we? Sure. Upon approaching the clinic, riots rage beyond it. Hey, put that back! Oh, shit! Katie, wait! You goddamn assholes! Katie, please! They're stealing everything, Grim! Just hold up. You have to be careful about this, you understand? It's not your life's work in there. No, it's not, but let's just be calm about this, okay? It's probably drugs they're after. Let's just be careful and take a look. Fine, okay. Now come on, let's see the extent of things. Upon entering the clinic, the emergency lights flicker with the remaining life they have. Remaining what? Yeah, life they have. Okay. God, I hope Guts still has... Excuse me. Not Guts. Not him. Completely different series. God, I hope Guts still has enough power to work. Jesus, look at this. They left the antibiotics, antivirals, they took all the painkillers. Katie, be thankful that's all they took. Your equipment still looks intact. But why just the painkillers? I think you know the answer to that. You just don't want to admit it to yourself. Yeah, faith in humanity just took a hit. I could use those to help some people. Excuse me. I could use those to help these same people. That hits you pretty hard, doesn't it? See if you can get what you need from Gus. I'll clean up here. Anything? Just trying to boot up this old piece of junk. Come on, Gus, wake up. Making progress? God damn it, this is useless. Why did I even suggest this? Katie, hold up. What? You can access Gus from upstairs, right? Yeah, but what difference does that make? That console could be damaged, especially looking at this place. Hell, I'm pretty sure there are some bullets in that one from the last time we were here. System is slow upstairs, though. Do we have time? What if they come back? The guys from last time? Trust me, we aren't going to see them again. Let's just give it a shot. Takes in a breath to calm it. Thanks, Grim. Well, doesn't look like anyone got up here. Ha, they're probably stuck in the elevator. Come on, Gus, start up. There you go, buddy. Online. It's working. Gus, upload all data related to Gloria Connor onto my remote. Processing. Time till upload complete. Estimated 35 minutes. He may be old and slow, but he gets the job done. Well, we got some time to kill. So what do you think you'll find from this? All the data I have now barely makes sense. It's like I'm putting together a puzzle without all the pieces. Now we just wait, and maybe I can see what these changes are actually doing to her. It's not obvious? No, it's not obvious. Nobody has ever seen anything like that before. Can we just let this finish? Then we can go? Come on, Gus. Hurry up. Thank you, Grim. This is gonna really help. What are you hoping to find out with this data, anyway? With this, hopefully we can find some way that she doesn't hurt herself. Right now, it doesn't look good. It's like part of her dies each time she uses her powers. I need to find a way where that doesn't happen. And you think you can find a solution? I need to. Look, you go back and meet up with them. I'm gonna head back to Betty's. Will you be okay on your own? It's not far, and I already used up too much of your time. Just be careful. I'll meet you back there soon, I promise. I know you will. A few hours later, at Kay's location. Hey, it's me. Let me in. Hey, shit. 1 second. Hurry up and get in. Thank you. You took way longer than I thought. What the fuck were you doing? Katie needed some help, you know, from the clinic you attacked and all. For what it's worth, I didn't fucking know they were gonna pull that shit. Yeah, well, dwelling on the past won't get us anywhere. Well, you're probably gonna get pissed at Kay in a bit here as well. Why? Don't tell me she fucked that chip up. No, just follow me. So, what's the big deal? Wait and see. Well, well, welcome back. Thought she could use some air. Who? Ah, me, you douchebag. What the fuck? Who let you out? Hey, Grim. How's everyone? Fine. Why's she up here? It was my idea. Felt cruel leaving her locked up. Well, we were locking her right back up. Yeah, I ain't going no fucking where anytime soon. What, did you actually think I would just let her go? Come on, we told her Gloria would melt her brain if she didn't cooperate. And you let them take her up here, Sonya? I didn't even know. I'm out checking the perimeter, and next thing I know, she's here. Well, nothing bad happened, at least. Jesus, Grim. You couldn't just keep her down there. Hell, she kind of saved me. I owe her at least some semblance of normality. Saved you? She kidnapped you and brought you to the pit. She had no idea what their intentions were. Fuck yeah. Just talking to me is preventing me from going nutso down in that fucking basement. Not a problem. It was fun. I guess it wasn't a problem. Still, you need to be careful. Well, I couldn't stand it. We're up here and she was down there. It just wasn't right. Let me see. You need to be more careful. What if she attacked you in order to escape? That wasn't going to happen. You don't know that. Sasha here is not the most well-adjusted person. Hey, fuck. Wait. Yeah, he is probably right. See, I should have been Stern. I shouldn't have... Yeah. Stern wasn't better. I was going with Stern at first. Just speaking the truth. Sorry, it's fine. I just need you to be more careful next time. Well, I think I'm going to go get a hot shower. It's been a long day. It's good to meet you, Sasha. Sure thing, and thank you. I like you. Don't make me melt your brain. Yeah. Grim, you're not mad at me? No, I'm not mad at you. I just want to keep you safe. Now go ahead and clean up. I'll be in there for a while. You need to cut some people breaks here and there, Grim. I'll think it over. You dog. No idea what you're talking about. Hey, Grim, get over here. Or, rather, hey, Grim, get over here. A little bit too much like Scorpion. Get over here. What's up? Want to actually see the shit we got? This is prime nuts. You guys scored. Come check this out. She has been drooling over this thing for the last hour. You can talk her. I can show you the new love of my life. See this little bastard? It's still relaying all its data. Is that bad? Ha, fuck no. It's great. This guy's gonna solve a lot of problems for us. How so? Well, we can piggyback on it. Make it ignore Blondie as per plan, but we can hide the rest of us. Not as useful for you and I, but for everyone else. Yeah, Kay could hide everyone. Ellen, Katie, the works. Kay, you could do that? Fuck yeah. I can exploit this little jewel. I'm gonna be a legend. Do it. Hell, I'm not even doing this for you two. This is for pure rep now, baby. Do me too. She shouldn't be up here. Just how many people could you do this for? Hard to say. Too many and someone will get wind of it. Come on, do me. Then those stupid bots will leave me alone just like my bike. Huh? Okay, can you get her out of here? I need to work. You heard her. Come on, let's go. Oh, for fuck's sake. Back in that hole? Yep. Don't make this hard on me. Shit, getting mixed with you guys was a prime mistake. Our primo mistake. I told you it would be. Now come on. Fine. So what was that about your bike? What are you getting at? You said back there, if Cleo hides you from tracking, you would be just like your bike. Yeah, it's old school. No tracker and shit. Then I think I want to borrow it. What? Don't you fucking dare. Oh shit. You ain't touching my ride, you fucking ghost. Whoa, shit, calm down. Let me go. Oh, crap. Ugh, fuck, my back. Your back, how do you think I feel? You can use your legs, not dead weight like me. Fuck, sorry, here, let's sit you up. Thanks. You alright? Yeah, I think so. This is so fucked. Fucking borrow my bike, he says. Look, my car's beat up after that last run. I need it fixed before I can rely on it again. So now you want to fuck up my bike too? Hey, you helped cause this mess. You can help us get out of it. So you're the boss man now, huh? Yeah, exactly. Fuck you. I'll find it with or without your help. Thing is, I might be more careful with it if you help me. So I'm fucked either way, huh? Or you can choose to help us. So, will you do something to actually help for once in your life, or mope there on the ground? You're a prime right asshole, you know that, right? I've been called worse. Just take care of her, alright? She means a lot to me. I'll try my best. Better than your best, or I'll tell Blondie you were mean to me. Alright, relax. Okay, you obviously know where I live. Next door, basement level. If there's so much as a scratch, there we go. I'm so gonna regret this, aren't I? Just know you did the right thing. Now, shall we? There you are. What's up? We need to talk about what comes next. Next, we find a way to get in the Baynard. Hey, Kay, can you help with that? Working here. Best shot is to get help from the inside. Someone to open the back door, so to speak. Like we know anyone who can do that. I think I know someone. And who the fuck would that be? Thinking one of Meredith's right hands. The fuck? Gah, can you take this, guys? Can you take this? Gah, can you guys take this elsewhere? You realize it is really hard to get work done with you two arguing behind me. Sorry, Kay. How about this? Right next door is a bar that's closed due to the protests. And if there's one thing you two need right now, it's a damn drink. We don't have time for that. Make time. I'll open the doors remotely. Just make sure you actually pay them for what you take. They're kind of cool. Well, drink? Sure, I mean, why not? Guess this is it. Kay says she's opening the door. The spot certainly beats the aftermath. Oh, don't even get me started on that shithole. Let's see what they got. I could use a shot of whiskey. Yeah, me too. You don't have to have any cock munch, but I am. Just one. Okay, what do we got? Aha! Bingo! Now we're talking. I know that look. Sonya, let's keep this place in one piece. Christ, I don't smash up every place I'm at when I drink. Yeah, actually you do. Fine. Just one drink each. Thank you. Now for the deal at hand. There is someone on the inside I know. One for me. Yeah, this right hand to Meredith, you said. I don't trust her, but I get the feeling she wants to damage Meredith's reputation. And one for you, so the enemy of my enemy deal. Something like that. Well, looks like you got your work cut out for you. Yeah, probably gonna tell that woman again. See what she's doing. Sounds like a plan. Cheers. To more jobs after this. The two of you quickly shoot back the whiskey. Gow, what kind is that? Fucking brutal. Just the cheapest shit I could find back here. So who is this person in Baynard anyway? Victoria Shields. Redhead, right? Yeah. I need another drink. Sonya Towns, another shot, quickly. Same one who walks around like she owns the world? Sure, I guess. Grim, what in the flying fuck? That woman is a damn viper. I know enough not to trust some puta like that. I think she can help. Stop thinking with your dick, you moron. Oh, she's already been useful. Yeah, and you think she doesn't have some ulterior motive? Fuck, you can't be Fuck, you can be stupid, you know that? Yeah, maybe she... I don't think you are fucking listening. Listening to... Without warning, Sonya moves in and locks her lips onto yours. Aggressively diving across the table, Sonya pushes you to the ground. Ah, fuck me! You alright? So you care about me now after I jump your bones? Oh, come on! I'm just giving you shit. I probably deserve it, but not for that. Why don't we get this show now? Why don't we get this show started? Yeah, get out of those clothes. Roxwell, Irish whiskey. Oh, shit. Same for you. God, it seems like forever since we did this. I know. Oh, shit. I guess no more whiskey. Not like we need that anymore. Now come here. Holy shit, cool down. Cool down? Fuck that. Now off with these. You're not wasting any time, are you? Damn, did you get bigger? Ha, I have no idea. I guess I'll just have to find out for myself. Sonya's grip gets tighter. Oh, fuck, I always hated when you do that. Ha, yeah, you missed it, don't lie. Shit, just get those pants off. Trying to boss me around? Boss you around? I don't have a death wish. Screw the foreplay. What should we do first? Get on top. I always miss that. Sonya positions herself and slides down on you. Yes, do your thing. Phew, there we go. Shut the hell up and just let me ride you. Sonya begins to drive herself harder onto you, pushing you down onto the cold floor. Oh, fuck yes, you still got it. Can I talk now? You just, keep quiet. Yes, I'm gonna come. Holy shit, felt like forever ago since I did that. Part of me hopes you've been practicing. And if I said I was, would you be jealous? I'll survive. Hey, stand up, I want to see you again. Well, are you coming over here or what? Damn, woman, you've been working out. That obvious? Just do me a favor and don't crush my head with those thighs. I only did that once. Didn't end well for the other guy. Fuck, I don't even want to know. Oh, but it's a great story. Yeah, but don't ruin the mood. And get over here. You position yourself and slide Sonya down onto you. Yeah, fuck me right here. Yes, harder, come on. I'm trying. Oh God, try harder. And you tell me to be quiet? Then make me. And that, you press your lips against hers without stopping. Mmm. Christ, I'm gonna come. Do it. Oh, fuck, yes. Breathing heavily, we haven't broken much so far. We've improved. Ha, or just getting lazy. Grab onto that pole. Glad you can still take charge. Only when you let me. And you better act quick before I change my mind. Very well then. Oh yeah, I think you are bigger. Or you got tighter. Oh, just fuck me, will you? Yes, ma'am. Oh hell, don't you dare call me that again. Ha, okay, ma'am. You are going to... Oh, get it. You can hit me later. I'll remember that offer. Ugh, I can't last anymore. Well, come over here. And look at this, you didn't finish your drink. Go ahead. Sonya quickly downs the rest of your drink. There, now I'm ready. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Good, because at this point I wasn't gonna ask for permission. Ha, like you needed it, jackass. There you go. One final hooray before we come. God, I'm close. Come with me, damn it. Ah, yes. Holy shit. Wow, made a bit of a mess. Whatever, we've done worse. Just give me a minute, you wore me out. That is a feat in itself. Ah. Damn, it's been so long since we did that. Yeah, it has. Something wrong? Just complicated, you know? You think this was a mistake, don't you? Part of me says yes, but another part says no. Same here. I know we have our issues, but maybe we can move past them. I still need time to think about it. Well, figure it out before I get a job and take you down again. Like you could. I think I came awfully close. Ah, but you didn't. Piss me off enough and I will. Anyway, so now what? Gonna head out soon, use Sasha's bike and see if I can get some info to get us into Baynard. Well, shit, just be careful. I'll try my best. I can clean up here. You do what needs to be done. Just get back here as soon as you can. Will do. Sam, is this the location? According to Sasha, this is correct. There's an entryway on the side. Bingo. Not getting any trackers on it? None, sir. It's clean. Not even a net connection. Looks like Todd does good work. The bike roars to life when you start it. I have to give her credit. Good taste. I prefer cycles of British make, sir. Since when do you have a preference? Unknown, sir. Well, this would do just fine. Well, damn. So, another stakeout. It worked last time, sir. Yeah, let's hope lightning strikes twice. A few moments pass. There she is. Surprised how much I miss seeing her. Do you plan on telling her that when you see her? No idea, Sam. Hell, I don't even know how I'm gonna handle this. But I know she can help us. Sam, any idea where she's headed? I intercepted the route. It runs through Glendale to Burbank. Burbank? Where the hell is Burbank? She's arrived, sir. Why here? What are you doing, Victoria? Sam, what can you tell me about this place? The owners are Hiroshi and Sayori Tanaka. Sayori, rather. Let's try that again. The owners are Hiroshi and Sayori. Sayori Tanaka. Tanaka. Yeah, we know that. All the hentai I've done and I can't get Japanese right? Hiroshi and Sayori Tanaka. There we go. Is that them? Checking facial recognition. Affirmative, sir. Any more information? Hiroshi's a former police officer. He was laid off as part of the Volstock mechanization of the LAPD. Sayuri is a freelance biology teacher, formerly of the Orange County School District. Nothing else? No criminal records, sir. They are members of St. Francis Parish, running city records now. Hold on, cross-reference them with Victoria. No links found, sir. Huh, okay, try... Sir, Miss Shields is leaving. Then let's check this place out, see what's really going on. Sam, can you override the door? Done, sir. What is this place? It would appear to be a home, sir. Victoria, I like that one. Thanks. I mean, there has to be something more, something hidden somewhere. Nothing on the blueprints. Let's look around. You picking up anything? Everything appears normal. Wait, what's this? Victoria? It is a similar facial structure, sir. And I found that they are registered with the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services. So these two are, yes, Agent, my parents. Christ, how the hell? I knew you were following me. Have you seen enough? What is this place? Is it not obvious? Your parents? Your adoptive parents? Foster, technically. The paperwork for full adoption was never easy. So that bank transfer you sent, you were sending it here? I was. But why? Why go through all these hoops just to send your parents money? I can ask you not to pry into my personal matters. We have other things to discuss. What is that? I know the true reason Miss Connor is the way she is. We can use this information against Miss White. What? Luciana Lopez. Baynard still has her body, in a sense. That site was supposed to have been wiped clean. And that's how Meredith made it look. But someone like her wasn't going to let that potential go to waste. She used the girl's DNA to try and create an artificial version of the abilities. She could make trillions. My God. She injected it into subjects willing and unwilling and got nothing. Some unlucky individuals died flat out. Most never even knew it was done to them. So why aren't more people with powers out there? Because it was a failure. But then Gloria. Indeed, Miss White had spent years trying to track down anyone with a similar genetic profile. Had Miss Connor never gone in for a free checkup at a Baynard clinic, she might still be living in peace. But that isn't what happened. You know the rest. So you're telling me Meredith wants her in order to create, what, super soldiers? Yes. Well, you've told me this. Now what? I hired you on the request of Miss White. Now, Agent, I'm gonna help you stop her. Now, I would very much appreciate it if we leave. Yeah. Wait up. We still need to talk. What is the plan? I'll try to get you access into Baynard. When I do, I'll contact you. That's it? What else do you expect, Grim? There's nothing we can do here. When I have information on Baynard, I'll inform you. That's not good enough, Victoria. You can't put up the walls again, not after everything we've... I just want to go home, Grim. Fine, I'll take you home. Grim, there is no need. Come on, I insist. You're infuriating. You won't take no for an answer. You know me too well. I've never ridden in a motorcycle before. I trust you won't get us killed. Promise. I didn't take you for a biker. I'm not. Just borrowing from a friend. Nice friend. Okay, you're sure this is safe? Can't drive if I can't breathe. Not quite so tight. Sorry, I... Relax. Just loosen up. Lock your fingers and breathe. It'll be fine. Like this? There you go. Ready? Just don't drive like a maniac. You know who you're talking to, right? And there we go. That's it, folks. I know, things are getting interesting. So, what I need you to do is go to... I'm gonna give you the exact fucking link. That way nobody can give me any shit, because I know you guys are gonna watch this. Really, really, really not hard. It is... Give me a minute. Because I have it on my, Oh, that's... Oh, not... Why did he do that? Alright. Here we go. I want you to go, too. And I will give you the link. www.patreon.com/PhillyGames. That is PHILLY games. Go there. It'll say creating adult games. Do not Google Philly games. You will find games by the Philadelphia Phillies. You will not find Philly games. I know it's confusing as all fuck, but it's not confusing for all the people that support him. It is a really good story. He is working on this. You can support him up to $48 a month. The Red Moon is completely sold out. You can support him at a citizen for $1, and you get access to chapter updates after the next installment is out. You get a fixer tier that basically gets access to chapter updates 1 week after the release, and you see upcoming previews of the game. And of course, there is I Am a Ghost. I pay $12 a month. I get access to the first 11 chapters, access to the game on official launch, access to custom renders, and access to the full version of Depraved Awakening. For Augment, you get... That's actually $20 a month for Augment. You get all previous releases, previews of upcoming games, access to full in-game image catalog, access to comics that are around 30 renders each every few months, access to the official guide. You get $29 a month. Receive the game 3 days in advance, access to a special private Discord channel, help come up with ideas for small comics. $38.50, that is custom title and Discord, huge thank you. And then you get some crazy Patreons demanded it. And custom render of your choice was sold out. Please contact me before taking this role to ensure we can agree on a render that can be done. That's it. So, basically, yeah. See, Chapter 11 is out for corporate docs and up. And, of course, they move Chapter 11. I have Chapter 11. But, of course, you get Depraved Awakening, which is $10. Depraved Awakening is a complete game. We have played a little bit of it. You are familiar with it. And we will definitely be playing through Depraved Awakening. Again, if you guys want me to. We're only doing up to Chapter 11. So you guys are getting more than what, you know, the normal fans are paying for. So you get no more. No mas. That's it. You gotta pay for the rest of the game. I know it sucks. Sure, there's people that will pirate it, but support the guy. It's not that much. I pay $12 a month, and he's already working on, I think, 11, and 12 is almost done. So there you go, guys. And at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Adult... No. Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Academy. So... stay tuned for that, and we'll be covering that and Season 2 in its complete, like, completely, all the way. So that's going to be done. 2 seasons coming soon. If you guys like Harry Potter, The Magicians, stuff like that, you're going to like it. Completely different. We're doing magic and witchcraft and wizardry, stuff that trans people don't like J.K. Rowling for, but this is a completely different deal, and I hope you guys like it. And you'll see it real soon. So, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we'll see you next time.